This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Wimberly, W-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y, first name Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, date of birth January 4th, 1986, date of evaluation August 22nd, 2023, referring service, disability and social service. The chief complaint, 38-year-old man, referred for disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 38-year-old male who reports difficulty breathing approximately 1 year ago, period. He further reported symptoms of chest heaviness, period. He was subsequently diagnosed with congestive heart failure, period. He had been admitted to the Sutter East Bay Hospital on March 8, 2023 and discharged March 12, 2023, period. At that time, his discharge diagnosis included 1. Acute on chronic congestive heart failure, next number polysubstance abuse, next number atrial fibrillation with rapid response, next number acute hypoxemic respiratory failure, next number acute kidney injury superimposed on chronic kidney disease, period. He underwent echocardiogram at that time, which revealed left ventricular ejection fraction of 25-30%, period. He was found out normal RV chamber size with mild moderate reduction in systolic function, period. He was also noted to have mild moderate mitral regurgitation, period. The patient reports ongoing fatigue, shortness of breath after walking approximately 5 minutes, period. He reports history of drug use, period. He notes ongoing alcohol use, period. He states that he has not used amphetamines since April of 2023, period. His past medical history, as noted, includes that of congestive heart failure, next number, hypertension, next number, polysubstance abuse, next number, atrial fibrillation, next number, hypoxemic respiratory failure, next number, acute on kidney disease, the past surgical history, status post multiple vehicle accident with ankle injury, current medications, calvedilol, 25 milligrams, 1 BID, BMX, 2 milligrams, 1 daily, amiodarone, 200 milligrams daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, allergies, known drug allergies, family history, mother had breast cancer, her brother died of myocardial infarction. The social history, as noted, he has prior history of polysubstance abuse to include methamphetamines, stated that he has not used since April. He continues with cigarette smoking. The Revyov system. Constitutional, he reports fatigue and weakness. Genitourinary, he has frequency and urgency. Neurologic, he has occasional dizziness. Psychiatric, he reports depression. Revyov systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 166/85, pulse 86, respiratory rate of 20. Repeat blood pressure is 142/98 manually, period. The height 71 inches, weight 242 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomospheric, people equal round reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Vision, both eyes 20/20, right 20/15-1, correction 20/25-1, left 20/25-1. The neck is supple, no adenopathy, no thyroidomegaly present. Cardiovascular, he has an irregular rhythm. There is no S4 noted. He has no significant JVD noted, period. Grade 2/6 systolic murmur noted at the apex, period. The back, no CVAT. Extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Gastrointestinal, bowel sounds normally active, no masses or tenderness noted. The impression, 38-year-old male with history of polysubstance abuse, predominantly methamphetamines, comma, hypertension, comma, acute on chronic kidney injury, presents for evaluation, period. He continues with dyspnea on exertion, period. While he appears euvolemic, he is certainly unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting or exertion, given his severe left ventricular dysfunction, period. Functionally, comma, he is categorized in the New York Heart Association class 3, period.